It's been called the best documentary ever. It was made in 1929. It's silent. KUNC film critic Howie Mofshevitz, who teaches film and television at CU Denver, says the film is unique and a restored version has just come out on Blu-ray.
The title is The Man with a Movie Camera. The director is Dziga Vertov, which is not his real name. That was Dennis Kaufman. Vertov was born in Poland and was an enthusiastic believer in the Russian Revolution. He made agitational propaganda films for the fledgling Soviet Union, which for a while took the official position that the cinema was one of the wonders of the New World. The name the filmmaker gave himself, Dziga Vertov, means spinning top, and if you watch The Man with the Movie Camera, you'll understand why he took this name. The subject of the movie is something like a day in the life of a Soviet city. Vertov filmed in Moscow and Kiev and a couple of other locations. The film starts in the early morning and ends at the close of day. The real subject, though, is cinema itself. It comes out of the movement called constructivism, which believed that art could construct realities. And so Vertov created in cinema the picture of a city and the picture of a day. The thrilling, brilliant beginning shows a movie theater. The scene is all anticipation of something miraculous. The seats are up as if at attention. No people are in the space and no film on screen. As if on cue, the seats go down, people enter, a small orchestra sits poised to play. The projectionist threads the film in the projector. He brings together the two electrified carbon rods. There were no bulbs at the time. The light comes from the arc that jumps between the two rods. The film starts to run in the projector, light hits the screen, and everything comes to life. It's an ecstatic experience. Aside from joining images from different places to look like one city, Vertov compresses time and event. From the early, slow-paced shots of people waking up, some in their beds, some homeless on the street, the speed of the action increases. Trains leave their barn, cars appear, horse-drawn carriages. The film assembles heroic sequences of the Soviet industrial machinery, at first still, and then, when the workday begins, spinning, pumping, and manufacturing. The scope of human life just erupts off the screen. Marriages, divorces, births, deaths, work, sports, bars, and people parading on holiday. Vertov reverses the directions of objects in motion, so you can see them as only film can present them. He splits the screen. The very first images of the film show a close-up of a movie camera and a cameraman with his tripod superimposed on the top. He's the hero of the movie, and he's played by Mikhail Kaufman, Vertov's brother. As an aside, there was a third brother, Boris Kaufman, winner of the cinematography Oscar for Ilya Kazan's On the Waterfront. Vertov's cameraman climbs atop hydroelectric dams, and he goes down into coal mines. He's everywhere that life exists. But Vertov also brings in the editor of the film, who just happens to be his wife, Elizaveta Svilova, and shows her editing a sequence of a sporty horse-drawn carriage, just as he shows the exact sequence she's editing. The Man with a Movie Camera is great fun to watch. As a statement and demonstration of a philosophy of cinema, it's stunning. The opening titles, which are full of Soviet-style assertions, inform the audience that this film is like none other. It has no intertitles. It has no script. In fact, the film aims to achieve what Vertov calls the complete separation of cinema from the language of literature and theater. That's a lot of crowing, but The Man with a Movie Camera pulls it off. Vertov's camera eye creates a fabulous world of poetic, symphonic motion. The restoration by Serge Bromberg and Lobster Films in Paris and the Eye Film Institute of the Netherlands looks gorgeous. And for a topper, the accompaniment by the boisterous Alloy Orchestra is delirious, just like the film. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.